Shine in our hearts, Lord Jesus, and help us to walk in your way. Amen. Amen. Today, we celebrate Holy Cross Day. It's a feast on the liturgical calendar that commemorates the dedication of the site where the original cross and tomb of Christ was discovered. During the reign of Constantine, the first Roman emperor to proclaim a Christian faith, his mother Helena took a pilgrimage to Jerusalem. There, she discovered what she believed to be the place of Christ's crucifixion and burial. And she had built over this site the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. It was dedicated on this day in September in the year 335. A bit odd, don't you think, that we should celebrate a place of suffering and death? But the cross has come to symbolize triumph of Christ's victory over death and a reminder of his promise. When I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people to myself. We honor Holy Cross Day not only as our namesake, but because this spirit of universal welcome underlies and inspires all of our mission and ministries. To embody Christ's promise truly, we too must walk the way of the cross. Now, Jesus tells us a little bit about what this means in the gospel reading this morning, to walk the way of the cross. But to give you a little context, just before this passage, Jesus went to the home of Mary and Martha, who he found weeping for their brother Lazarus, who had died. When Jesus called him out of the tomb and back into life, word traveled quickly to the Pharisees and the chief priests, and they feared his growing influence and power. Who is this man who has the power to call one back to life from the throes of death? This was a turning point that put in motion a plan to put Jesus to death. So when he entered into Jerusalem that day, knowing his hour had come, this final teaching, his farewell discourse, it's called, had more urgency. The time for sitting at table with friends was over, and now he was looking forward to the cross. The fulfillment of his mission and purpose was in this cross, and this is where he would embrace a sacrificial love. What an ironic twist of power to humble himself in surrender for the sake of others. This was certainly not the Messiah that they expected. They wanted to see a mighty warrior on a steed coming into town to do battle in triumph. Jesus revealed God's strength through his vulnerability, God's power through servanthood, God's justice through love. He called his followers to do the very same. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. So what in the world does this mean for us? Are we to then just disavow ourselves of anything that creates enjoyment in our lives? Engaging in long-faced, serious religion? Or silently suffer as any good martyr does? I think rather he's suggesting that the life that has been sold to us by our culture, power, wealth, achievement, consumption. That is not what brings purpose and meaning to our lives. If you've ever gained any of these things and lost them, you know this lesson all too well. When we can die to these illusions of what our culture says creates life, then we are prepared to receive abundant life and walk, as Jesus puts it, as children of the light. It's strangely comforting to know that we have a God who understands our suffering and thus walks beside us in solidarity. And we're called to walk beside each other in Christ's name. Each time we give up ourselves or our own needs for the sake of another, parents, you know this, for your children, spouses for one another, friends to help each other in need, making room for someone new, welcoming a stranger. Each time we do this, there's a little death that is followed by new life and resurrection. This is the triumph of the cross. And each time we do this, Jesus draws us ever closer. St. John of the Cross, a Spanish mystic and friar in the 1500s, wrote a poem called The Dark Night of the Soul. You've probably heard of that. He wrote this while imprisoned for his efforts at social reform in the Catholic faith. John was abducted by the authorities, beaten, and held captive in solitary confinement with very little light for months. He wrote of his spiritual journey, The Dark Night, describing hardships that the soul meets in detaching oneself from the niceties of the world, only to find union with that light in God. When he could no longer see his own path, when he could no longer read the maps that he had charted for his own life, that is when he experienced God drawing him into a new vision, new life. Likewise, from the confines of a prison cell many years later, Martin Luther King Jr. wrote these words of inspiration for the cause of civil rights. Being a follower of Jesus means taking up the cross. Bear it for truth. Bear it for justice. Bear it for peace. Now, his wife, Coretta, shared this story of his dark night of the soul. It wasn't always so easy to be an inspirational prophet of God. After a difficult day, he came home bone weary from the stress of the Montgomery bus boycott. In the middle of that night, he was awakened by a threatening phone call, one of many we received throughout the movement. Martin had had enough. After the call, he got up from bed and made some coffee. He began to worry about his family and all of the burdens this movement carried. With his head in his hands, Martin bowed over the kitchen table and prayed aloud to God. Lord, I am taking a stand for what I believe is right. I'm at the end of my powers. I have nothing left. I have come to the point where I can't face it alone. Later, he told me, at that moment I experienced the presence of the divine as never before. It seemed as though I could hear a voice saying, stand up for righteousness, stand up for truth, and God will be at your side forever. When Martin stood up from the table that night, he was imbued with a new sense of confidence and was ready to face anything. As we celebrate this Holy Cross Day, I invite you to consider your spiritual journey and the little deaths and resurrections you have encountered in your journey. Give thanks to the one who has gone before us and who walks with us in solidarity. We bear the name and the responsibility of the Holy Cross to live as children of the light, to practice this spirit of universal welcome, drawing all into the love of God. How might Christ be calling you to lose your life? Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you stretched out your arms of love on the hard wood of the cross, that everyone might come within the reach of your saving embrace. So clothe us in your spirit that we, reaching forth our hands in love, may bring those who do not know you to the knowledge and love of you, for the honor of your name. Amen.